Senhor. Pronto, senhor.
Hear you loud and clear. 10-4-IQ.
Hi, Bill. Let me turn this radio down here, excuse me. Oh, I'm having a heck of a time, and I hate to admit this, as many years as I've done things, but I'm having a heck of a time putting on a connector on an RG6 flooded cable. Is there any secrets there I should know?
Give you a lot of advice on that, but there are easier connectors than others to put on there. I've got a tool set and it's a crimping tool that goes with some connectors that go in RG8. And not all RG8 is exactly the same size, as you probably found out. So I don't have any words of wisdom. I've kind of been through that myself, over.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of aggravated at it. I'll tell you, I called Bob a minute ago. He was just getting off work. And, you know, I've done this too many years to have something like that confound me. But I never did mess around with RG6 very much, or even RG8 a lot. But Bob's got a Klein tool, so I didn't want to spend that much money. I got a tool, but it's a Chinese one. And so I was going to go back down now. I'm on the road, just like Willie Nelson. I'm headed back down there, and I'm going to get the Klein tool, I believe. Lowe's has a different tool, but I don't know much about it. But I like the ideal connectors. And this is RG6, not RG8. And so I'm going to pick up that tool anyways, even though it's a little more pricey.
Mine, I've got some connectors. And I've got, and I use the same tool. It's a lot, it's a crimper, but I crimp on the side that it compresses it from the top of the connector towards the bottom, and it works really good. I bought it all off the internet. That's what I use. It works really good. It's a quality tool.
KG4PFI.
KG4PFI acknowledge. Well, Bill, I want one of my own, and I'm just going to go ahead and get the Klein, but I wouldn't be having this problem if I took Bernice's shovel away from her that she cut my beverage antenna in half with. So I'm having to splice in a piece. Go ahead, PFI.
KG4 PFI, if you got just a second, I'm trying to show a fella how this radio's work. He's not a ham operator, but he's looking at it.
With magic, and that's just about the only way I can describe it. This is Tom in 0TR, and I'm located up here on North Highway 101, headed towards Greer, just past my neighbor. Bill, you go ahead and pick one up for him. N4IQ, N0TR.
Good afternoon. I was halfway daydreaming. I got my dog in the back here. Took him to get his toenails clipped. My goodness, they had grown. And he doesn't walk on asphalt much more. He's an older fella, and he doesn't go very far on the asphalt. So his toenails don't get worn down, unlike Toby. I don't have to worry about his. But good afternoon to the other station. Name here is Bill. I'm located out in the county, not too far from Simpsonville and not too far from Lawrence County. So, I didn't catch the name. I apologize for that. Over.
Well, I don't know who that idiot is, but this is Don, KG4PFI, and just trying to show a fellow that wanted to see the radio and see how it worked. And I appreciate y'all taking time to let me take a little break in here. And I'll call it a day for you and NCRT, Travis Riss, Tom, up there, I think it is. I've talked to him before.
Okay, Don, good to hear you. It's a nice afternoon here, and I'm heading down towards the Home Depot, and just ignore the QRM. It's not a problem. There's no pills for stupid. It's N4IQ, N0TR.
Yeah, okay, whoever it is, I think is on Simplex. But they're not very strong here, not bothering you at all. Maybe you can make a new ham out of your guest there, hopefully. Conditions are going to be improving on HF, so I can't wait. And Tom, I've been playing around with ideas for antennas, more antennas. Maybe replace some, maybe not. Maybe just add more antennas. And I've been spending quite a bit of time on EasyNIC. It's the modeling program. I've been trying some ideas out on that before I put anything up. Over.
I think Harry Hill's got a program for modeling too, Bill. But I just got the one working with the champ. A couple of stations just to try it out the other night, and an EW over in Belarus, and then one on CW. But the one in Belarus wanted to have a little conversation, so that was kind of different. And enjoyed that. And it's too bad we have to do things like that when we're trying to show a new ham. But it's not a problem. We just talk over it. And my gracious, you got enough antennas. I wouldn't think you'd need any more, Bill.
Well, it's not probably a matter of do I need them, but... Finally got the Super Loop model. It does have some gain on it. It's not what they claim, but it does have gain. And you get those things up high enough, they do have low, really good low angle for DX on them. Anyway, I am at the top of my driveway, and before I go down my driveway and lose you, just wanted to say 73s and hope you have a good day, and maybe we'll talk to you later. Over.
Okie doke, Bill. Good to hear you. You have a nice afternoon, and I'll be clear. I'm getting out. So 73s. This is N0TR clear.
Okay, you take care. N4IQ, QRT.
KN4RED.
N4IQ, KN4, VWA. N4IQ, KN4, VWA. N4IQ, KN4, VWA. KN4, VWA.
KN4RED. KN4RED, monitoring for radio test.